Well, hello. I am here today. This is Angela Anoff from Creating Order from Chaos. And I'm here today interviewing a friend and colleague, Narelle Todd from Successful Living. She has some really exciting news to share. And I'm pleased to be able to interview her today. I know she's a busy lady. So, hello, Narelle.
Hi, Angela.
Right. Thanks for joining me. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about you and your business?
Sure. I have a couple of businesses, as you do.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the one associated around organising is Successful Living. And in that, it's very much centred around, I call them the corporate captives of the world. So I used to be one, you know, slogging away, working, you know, hard at, you know, professional type jobs. And it's really about bringing them a sense of calm and peace and getting some time back around being productive and organised at work.
Great. And tell me, what is your organising philosophy?
Mine is very much centred around using different ways to get organised and be productive according to your own personal style, your own personal way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been intrigued by how, you know, we're all so different and yet so similar in some things, but, you know, certain things will make sense to one person but not to another.
Yeah.
The classic I use there is the clear desk policy. You know, many organisations have this, you know, because it looks, I think it, you know, I think they have it because it looks good, so they think that everybody is organised if your desk is clear. Whereas, you know, for many people, the very fact that their things are away is a great deal of stress to them because they can't see it and they need to see things. If they don't see it, they're fearful they're going to forget. For other people, they would prefer not to see their things. So a clear desk policy works for those. It doesn't work for the first group that I mentioned. So, of course, they're going to get into trouble around being productive at work. They're not going to, you know, be shining their light the best way they can. So a lot of the work that I do centres around understanding your organising style, your own personality, and then putting into steps and putting into place solutions that actually work, that make sense to you, because that's when the change is going to happen.
Yeah, brilliant. I love that. No one-size-fits-all approach there. Great. Now, I said that you had some exciting news to share.
Yes.
I believe that you have a new product on the market.
Tell me about that. Yes. I'm a big Apple fan, as anyone would know who knows me. And, you know, one of the things I've had on my radar for a couple of years now is creating a digital magazine on Apple's newsstand. And, yeah, not precluding the date, was the 1st of April, but it wasn't April Fool's. I actually launched a digital magazine, and it's all around being organised at home and in life. I firmly believe that what goes on in our homes actually is reflective in the rest of our life. So if our home life's working, we're usually doing pretty well at work. We're usually, you know, getting out and doing the things that we want to do. So the magazine centres around, you know, helping people, I guess, once again, coming from that perspective of different ways to be organised depending on what makes sense to you. You know, get your home organised, get your life organised, and, you know, life flows and it's beautiful.
Mm, fabulous. You said that it had been a goal for a while to produce this. Why did you decide to create a magazine, a digital magazine?
I think it's very much a couple of reasons. One is around time that people have.
Yes.
So there's, you know, great information available on the internet, but, you know, probably everyone is a bit like me. We're all a bit time poor, so to actually sit down and search that information out is not always possible.
Mm.
Whereas for me, I love buying a magazine. It's got, you know, just enough of information that I need that I can act on, you know, what's in it. And that's what the, you know, the idea is with this magazine. It's about giving people bite-sized pieces of information about a range of different things across home and across life,
mm-hmm.
So that they then can say spend the month putting some of those things that they've learnt in the magazine into place in their life. And then next month, you know, we move on and we look at something different. So, and hence why I also created a monthly magazine, so that, you know, people do have enough time. You know, a month is a really good time to get in and make some changes in, you know, areas in your life.
Great. I know that you have some regular contributors and some different, you know, people that you're going to ask to contribute. Tell me, what are your future plans for the magazine? And tell me about the contributors.
Yes, yeah. Well, of course, one of our wonderful contributors is yourself. So, and you're going to be, you know, just sharing with us each month all sorts of things around being organised in the home.
Yes.
There's also, It's all just coming out at one time. I'll have to slow down. My other regular contributor at the moment is Louise DeLura, and she's, you know, just fantastic with regards to food,
yes,
so, and meal planning. And her columns are going to be dealing with, you know, how to plan your meals, how to get, you know, really good and healthy meals on the table, you know, even if it's for yourself, for your family, whoever, you know, you've got in your home. And myself, I'm also one of the contributors as well. What I'm doing, so in each issue it's going to get a little bit bigger until we get, I get together my core team. So it is, you know, still growing. It's still, finding what it's going to be. And that's okay, which is a big step for me as well. I like to have everything perfect, but of course nothing is ever perfect, including myself. So some of the contributors in the next magazine, I'll be adding two more contributors. One is Kate Bain. Kate's style is just phenomenal. I've, you know, huge fan of her for ages. And she's going to be sharing with us tips and hints on how to repurpose various things that we have in our home.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she just does amazing things. She's a bit like the style MacGyver. So really looking forward to having her on board and, yeah, sharing some really great things. And I've also got Brian Todd coming on board. Brian's in London, so it's a truly international magazine. And he's going to be sharing with us tips about travelling, so both for work and for pleasure. And it's, you know, how do you do it in an organised way?
Mm-hmm.
He travels a lot for his job, so, you know, he knows what it's about. He travels a lot for pleasure and a lot for work. So he's going to give us some tips and hints on how we can make that experience, you know, as less stressful as we possibly can. And he's certainly seen it all, from having his luggage lost to hopping on a plane that went somewhere else and, you know, landed at wrong airports. And so, yeah, he's going he's going to give us all the kind of insights on how do we cope with unexpected things.
Fabulous. Oh, they sound great. I can't wait to read the next issue.
Yes.
Okay, so tell me, the people that want to get your magazine, how can they find it?
Okay, it's available on the Apple iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a newsstand magazine, so it just means it's digital, it's supplied by Apple, and you can just go in there and purchase it. If you subscribe, the first issue is free, so mm-hmm. you can check it out, you know, give it a trial run. And I've had a number of requests for different formats, so I'm just investigating that. But at the moment, it's available on the Apple Store.
Excellent.
And Android versions will be coming shortly.
All right. Good. Good to know. Mm. Now, we better tell people what it's called.
Yes. That would help, wouldn't it? It's called Organised Home and Life.
Excellent.
Thanks. And if you just search
good to me, I'd
with
like
that. Yeah.
And all of the people I know want an organised home and life.
Yes, absolutely.
Great. Okay, so you were going to mention how to I don't know, what to search for when they're looking for it?
Yes, if you search for, well, you can search for organised home and life. It is with a Z.
Yes.
Organised, that is. You can also look for it under clutter or declutter or organised home organisation. I've tried to think of as many possible words that people would, look for help with regards to, getting their home and their life into a bit of order.
Yeah, great. And of course, in the when I post this interview, I will include a link as well. So,
oh, fantastic!
Just to make it extra easy for people to find it, because I don't want them to miss out.
Yes.
Now, this is a huge endeavour for you. I think it must have taken a lot of work to make this happen. Can you share a tip for the listeners who might have a big goal of their own?
For me, what works for me is writing it down, and it literally was a process that had a few starts and stops along the way. And it really was just allowing myself to be okay with that. So I think, if you're starting a big project, it's probably as much as about actually writing down, these are the steps that you need to go through. This is what all the things that I need to do. So there's that side of things. And it's also the mental side. For me, I don't have a problem at all with, putting down all my steps and, these are the milestones I need to achieve and this is what I need to do now and, this is what I need to do in the next, couple of days. That side of thing is fine. For me, often it's the mental conversation that I'm having with myself, and that's part of what I need to manage with each big project around it being okay if it takes a bit longer than you thought, because life does throw up a few things, and so maybe the best laid plans don't always come to place in the time frame that you thought. So you just move the time frame, and that was actually a big thing for me. I wanted this to be released a bit earlier in the year, and just actually saying, well, it's okay to release it on the 1st of April. I certainly wouldn't have thought about choosing the 1st of April as a release date. But it really, for me, it really did come down to, I couldn't put it out when I wanted to because there was some other stuff that was happening in life and it was okay.
Yeah.
So to move that date to, a later time.
Yeah.
And so I'd suggest to anyone with a big goal, if your goal is worth it, no matter if it's big or small for that matter, if your goal is worth it, it's worth it. So go with the flow, watch the pressure you put on yourself, and just keep doing the steps that you've written down, and, it happens.
It happens. It does.
It does.
And it has happened for you and
it
for
has.
This fabulous magazine.
Yes.
So, apart from the magazine and working with the corporate captives, is that what you
yes,
call?
That's what I call them.
with Successful Living, what else is coming up for you?
I will be presenting at the APO conference in July, which is on the Gold Coast, and I'm presenting there with yourself, actually, and we're doing a masterclass for beginners or people new to the organising industry, and it really is around how to get your business, up and rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
So I hope, people listening are going to come along to conference, because I know between both of us, we've kind of, seen a lot and done a lot, so we've, I think, people will really get something really important and useful for their own business.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that as well. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today and to tell the listeners all about the new magazine, the thing that's going to get them loving their home again. Is that right? Falling in love with their home again?
Yep, fall in love with your home again.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks so much, Narelle, and
thanks,
all the best with the future of the magazine.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Cheers.